District 38 State Representative Zach Fansler laid out his position on proposed taxes, the governor's opioid disaster declaration, changes to oil and gas subsidies, and more during a live KYUK call-in show with constituents on Friday. Fansler said he supports House Bill 115, the proposed fiscal solution for the state from the House Finance Committee. The bill combines earnings from the permanent fund with an income tax to generate state revenue while maintaining a permanent fund dividend.
This is something that I'm very supportive of, and something that I've heard from folks over and over in the region about, that this is really the fair way to make sure that all Alaskans are giving and with equity.
Fansler expects to see those revenues from an income tax flowing back to help the region.
We have a lot of water and sewer issues. We have a lot of issues with erosion. We're on the forefront of climate change. And the only way to do that, to get these services, is to raise more money.
A proposed tax the representative has not made up his mind about is House Bill 60 and Senate Bill 25, bills that would triple the state's motor fuel tax over the next 2 years from a national low of 8 cents per gallon to 24 cents per gallon in July 2018. The tax has not been raised in almost 50 years.
It's probably something that does need to happen, but I think that we need to make sure that we are raising it in a way that doesn't price people out of living here on the YK Delta.
The tax would go into a designated fund to repair state roads, airports, and ferries. Fansler said he will need to hear from constituents to make his decision on the proposed increase. Governor Bill Walker's disaster declaration for the state's opioid epidemic earned applause from Fansler. The governor said his orders will require legislation to address the epidemic on all fronts, and Representative Fansler has some ideas.
We need to, A, make sure, you know, we're fully funding these programs that are in place already, and B, we need to make sure that we are passing legislation that is intelligent and that is going to get critical services such as rehab programs, such as return to work programs, things like that, that are going to help people kick the habit and move on with their lives and then also stay away from it in the long term.
Fansler said he met with the governor last week to discuss ways to cut off the supply of illegal opioids and heroin to Bush communities. Reforming the way the state taxes the oil and gas industry is an issue Fansler campaigned on, and he says he doesn't think House Bill 111 on that issue goes far enough.
I think it's a good first step. You know, it's important to note that it doesn't immediately make a large-scale difference.
Fansler said it's too early for him to take a position on Senator Lyman Hoffman's proposed Senate Bill 18, a bill to create a new kind of borough that would have taxing power to build energy infrastructure.
To lower energy costs, I applaud that. We'll see as this bill goes on if this is a vehicle to do that.
Senator Hoffman says the bill will likely see substantial changes made in committee. On Senate Bill 91 passed last year, which overhauled the criminal justice system and which some critics say has made consequences too light for serious offenses, Fansler said there were no specific changes to the bill that he supported at this time, but he's open to suggestions from constituents. Lastly, Fansler said that he supports tribes developing their tribal courts, and he wants his office to act as a clearinghouse on the issue. KYUK will host another call-in show with Representative Fansler next week.